Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
When a Member of Parliament resigns, it's usually political. But when Emma Powell stepped down and she stepped away, her parting words hit differently and quite dangerously. In a blistering exit statement, she alleged intimidation, illegal surveillance, and a disturbing coziness between South Africa's Foreign Affairs Department and some of the most brutal regimes in the world. If this is true, it isn't just political drama, it's national security. Joining me is Khumelo Zaba, a public governance expert, to unpack the implication of her claims, to look at what it says about institutions, our institutions, and whether it the foreign policy is being dictated by something sinister. Very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Let's just start with the allegations. Emma Powell claimed that she's been intimidated and illegally surveilled. How serious are these allegations, and how does Parliament need to respond?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you for having me this morning. Well, these are very serious allegations in that they involve the country's state security, and they also have authoritarian tendencies, like you had mentioned, also that Emma had mentioned in her statement, because the issue of threats now, on the issue of threats being leveled against members of parliament, is not seems to be something that is quite pervasive these days. Because I'll take you back also to yesterday, when Ethel Trollope actually opened a case against Paul O'Sullivan over alleged threats that were leveled against him. So I think it seems there seems to be some form of, seems to be something very pervasive lately, where members of there are threats that are leveled against members of parliament for their freedom of speech and for things that they actually say, which may not land well on some other people's ears. So I do believe that it's something that is not unprecedented per se, but I think that it's something that is very, I would say, sinister, like you had mentioned, and something that is actually a threat to members of parliament as well as leader, as well as our leaders in general within the country, because it shouldn't be like that. Things shouldn't be like that in a country where there's democracy and freedom of speech.
These allegations, obviously, as you say, they've now been made. They're out there. What is government expected to do with them? Can they ignore them, or are they expected to act?
Well, the state has a role of protecting us as its citizens. Before you are a member of parliament, you are a citizen, meaning that our security as citizens should take precedence to the state. And I do believe that such a case or an incident shouldn't just be taken lightly, because like I mentioned, that we are a democratic country that upholds freedom of speech. And I do believe that the government, particularly agencies like the state security, as well as SAPS, have a role in protecting us as citizens. Because like I mentioned just now, that we are citizens before we are members, or before a person is a member of parliament, and whatever the case may be. So in this instance, then, we see a member, DA's member of parliament, who, by the way, is an international relations, the DA, the party's international relations spokesperson. We do know that the DA has dissenting views to those of the ANC insofar as foreign policy is concerned. However, I don't think that it should be things, the level of disagreement should get to a point where there are threats being leveled against people for having dissenting views. I mean, a party like the EFF, for instance, always has dissenting views.
But that's a healthy democracy. That's what you,
But you will never see a member of the EFF being threatened against because they have dissenting views. Well, maybe it does happen from time to time, but they just choose not to disclose it. But I think everything boils down to the fact that a state, as a democratic country, a freedom of speech should be paramount, and as citizens, we need to be guaranteed protection by the state security agencies, as well as some of our security institutions, and such things shouldn't be pervasive in a country that upholds freedom of speech. So I think it is quite disappointing that the threats being leveled against a high-profile member because of her dissenting views to certain issues that are happening around the country.
What about her allegations that that Durko has close and dangerous relationships between with some of the most brutal regimes in the world? And she speaks about the fact that they are closer than the public realizes. That to me, that sentence was very, very worrying to me, because she's hinting at something quite worrisome.
Well, I think that's a serious aspersion. I think it's still a very unfounded allegation at this point in time, because, for instance, we know that department for championing a range of geopolitical issues. For instance, we know that it was Durko that was at the forefront of the genocide case against Israel at the International Criminal Court. And we do know that there are other issues that they've been championing insofar as the tensions between South Africa and the US are concerned. So I do believe, I'm not going to say that it's something that is, and I'm not saying that it's something that she's being dishonest, but I think the allegations are unfounded at this point in time. I think that it's something.
Well, unless she can show more, because I do think it's dangerous to make those types of allegations, and when there is concern already, and you know, there's a lot of talk about why Naledi Pandor at the time called Hamas, why she immediately afterwards travelled to Iran. Then there's these allegations around funding, which haven't been proven, and there hasn't been a smoking gun at all. There are just allegations and concerns. So when a minister makes this kind of a comment with that as a ready as a fear, that is a real concern, and makes it worse. I would hope that in the same way that everything else is investigated, that she is asked to substantiate that.
Yes, that's true, because like you did also mention, allude to the fact that there have been allegations that the ANC has been fraternizing with Hamas. For instance, the South Africa US Bilateral Relations Review Bill also highlighted the fact that the ANC had taken a stance on the Israel and Palestine issue, right, in that the ANC was fraternizing with Hamas, and on some other geopolitical issues that the ANC was also alleged to have been undertaking under clandestinely. So I believe that this is something that is not new in our national political discourse, but the allegations being leveled by Emma are still unfounded, and I think that it's still something that needs to be investigated
100%.
in order for it to be brought to the fore for us to actually understand as the public whether these allegations are true or not.
And that is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, Khulumela Zaba, who is a public governance expert, talking about and unpacking the resignation of Emma Powell. Give me your thoughts, give me your concerns on 061 895 1019.